first to Ryanair, which has issued legal proceedings seeking to prevent their Irish-based pilots initiating a 48-hour strike starting midnight on Thursday. Adam Maguire of our business staff has more on what's in store in the High Court later today. Adam, the courts are on holidays. There are some sittings, though, and some detail emerged around all this morning.
That's right, yes. It's a vacation sitting of the High Court, and we found out that the airline intends to serve short notice of injunction proceedings against the union. That's to stop a planned 48-hour strike starting on midnight on Thursday the 22nd. They're also going to put an application before the court for orders preventing the proposed strike early next week. This will be heard by Ms Justice Carmel Stewart, and there are other cases in the way, so it should be later today before these proceedings are heard.
Now, is this all being done through the court's process, or has Ryanair had anything to say, perhaps in a more public setting? Well, the courts are obviously public, but by way of statement.
No, not making any comment on the proceedings at the moment, but I do understand that at the moment they've not made any changes to their schedule for next week, pending the outcome of any injunction or any court case. What they've also said previously is that if they do have to cancel flights, they'll do their best to minimise cancellations, and they'll also try and make sure that holidaymakers aren't affected, so you might have regional flights affected as opposed to ones going to the likes of Spain and so on, and affected passengers will be contacted directly, but of course there's always that bit of advice to keep an eye on their website just in case anything changes. The big thing though for Ryanair isn't just about the cancellations, it's also the fact that a lot of people would have simply put off booking or gone somewhere else because of the uncertainty that now exists around the flights next week.
Indeed, and IALPA, represented by the FORSA trade union, the pilots concerned here, has IALPA had anything to say, or FORSA?
No comment at this stage. They previously said that a strike would be avoided if Ryanair put forward a proposal that properly addressed all of the areas of their pay and conditions claim, but they're not making any comment on this matter at the moment.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Adam Maguire, more on that from the business desk in RTE and in the Business News online section of our website throughout the day as that case happens.